What a great, great pleasure it is to have as our guest today, Rhett Miller, who, of course, has a wonderful solo career and is the front man for a band that has got legendary status and has earned that legendary status, the Old 97s. Rhett, welcome.
Thanks. The pleasure is mine.
The latest record, Grand Theater Volume 2, ninth studio album?
Yeah, we figured that out.
And they're all available on Amazon, and we expect everyone right now to augment your collection with every one of those records if you don't have any. Remember, proceeds go to Rhett, and they can always use a few bucks. Did you ever imagine, when you started the band, could you see yourself being in the band doing this still 18 years later?
Well, funny, when we started it, we talked a lot about wanting to make a long career out of this and not worrying about having hit singles and really worrying more about having a catalog that could stand the test of time where there was no great embarrassments in there. And we always tried to visualize this band lasting forever. And I remember at the time thinking, are we just paying lip service to this whole idea? I mean, sure, it would be great to make $1 billion and have a big hit. And it turns out that we made this thing come true. It's amazing. It's really a great life to live.
Have there been bumps in the road? Have there been bumps in the road where, you know, like anything that's 18 years, and how did you manage to get around them, smooth them out? Was it the love and the recognition of each band member knowing, okay, we've got a thing here? How does it stay together? How do you keep the family together?
Well, I thrive on those bumps. I've always loved a challenge, and I've always used as fuel the things that seem like obstacles. You know, I really love being confronted by something that should make me angry, and instead I'll just use it to you know, get better and try harder. And like you said, you have to go out there and interact with the fans, and it's not always easy. You know, it used to be easier when I didn't have a family and kids and stuff. Mm-hmm. And now that's the only thing about it that's tough. But I do. I love this job. I don't mind the schlepping, you know, and I don't mind the early hours. And even every once in a while, you'll hit a gig that's tough. But even that, like I said, it makes the sweet things even sweeter. God, I used to love the sound of my own. I would just talk and talk. I would just, everything I thought of, I had to say it. And I can't imagine how annoying that must have been to my bandmates. And I credit them for putting up with me and gently helping me realize that sometimes, you know, discretion is the better part of valor. Sometimes silence is the best thing you can say.
Well, that makes, see, this guy obviously knows he's in a radio station, because that was a wonderful segue for us to stop our talk and ask you to perform a song. And what song would you like to perform now for the fans of KCSN?
Well, there's a song on Grand Theater Volume 2 that I'm really proud of called Perfume, and I'm reminded of it today being here in Southern California on this beautiful day.
Go right ahead.
You explode into the room. All I can smell is your perfume and the cigarette jazzing up the atmosphere. You think it's fine, I know it's broke. You think it's all some kind of joke. Well, how can I laugh while I'm locked up in here? And it's a beautiful day outside. And it's a beautiful day outside. I press my nose against the glass. I steam it up, but it don't last. I am a man after all, and I'm dying here. Well, I had it good, now I get none. I had it all, but those days are done. Now I get to watch you run around out there. And it's a beautiful day outside. And it's a beautiful day outside. Woo! There's all these girls outside wrapped up in summer clothes. My imagination grows. I can't convince my eyes to close. You're on the town again, and I'm drowning in your bed. Your perfume is in my head, and it's driving me, driving me, driving me, driving me. And it's a beautiful day outside. And it's a beautiful day outside. And it's a beautiful day outside. Oh, oh yeah. And it's a beautiful day outside.
Amen, brother. Amen. That's a song that's familiar to all our KCSN fans, Perfume, which we've been playing here. And you were born in Austin and then moved to Dallas.
Yeah, I was at two when we moved to Dallas. So I brag about being born in Austin.
Well, you got the Austin, little Austin little gene Austin. In there. And then you moved to Dallas. And one of the questions I have is, when the band started, you know, there wasn't a moniker like alt country or, you know, roots rock. You know, I assume it was just a natural, organic idea of, the music you know, the music you feel, the music that's around you, this is what we're going to do. Were there, though, some inspiration, some acts, some bands that said, man, that's our heroes, that's who we want to be like? How did it all come together, the sound of the old 97s?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's bands that you could draw a straight line from them to us. You know, I point to X as a band that was a huge influence on everybody in our band. And then there's more, there's stuff that's less obvious, you know, the Clash and the Kinks, you know, Willie Nelson, Bob Wills, Johnny Cash. Obviously, we named our band after a song that he did. And there's even some bands that I remember from when I was really young in the late 80s in LA. There was kind of a movement. You know, obviously there's the Paisley Underground, which I really loved, and you maybe don't hear a bunch of that in our music, but we listen to the 3 o'clock, you know, a lot. But there were a few bands, the Long Riders, you know, a few kind of LA bands that were doing rootsy kind of Americana stuff. But it's so funny because I think that it had to do with the advent of the internet, and at the time chat rooms were a big thing when we were starting, and people were talking more about music, you know, in this real fundamental word of mouth way. And I think that's sort of why we wound up with alt country as a tag, when all those bands that could have been called alt country, I mean, go back to the Beatles. They were a skiffle band, and what is skiffle if not alt country?
Sure.
So people needed to talk about music, and they needed to, there was more and more music coming out. They needed to sort of wade through this morass of records that were coming out. And so at the time, I remember being sort of annoyed by the reductive nature of that title. But it's fine. It's what it is. We're from Texas. There's a lot of country, especially in our early stuff. And there still is. It's who we are. You know, I'd been in this band since I was in my very early 20s, and I'd been with Murray since I was 16. So to get to go and do something on my own, and especially to get to make The Instigator with John Bryan, I mean, what a brilliant man he is. You know, it was cool, and it really gave me a new lease on life in the old 97s, because I didn't feel like I was being, you know, thwarted, you know, at various turns with these great songs that they didn't appreciate, you know, and I think they do. They realize that we can coexist, my solo career in the band. I mean, we're so far in now that they've all taken it. We've all got it down.
Yeah, and you mentioned John, and you did spend time living here in Los Angeles. Was part of the reason for your being in Los Angeles motivated by, you know, wanting to have a different musical experience, a different musical context? Or was it just you met a girl and you wanted to come here?
It was both. I met a girl, and she was great, and I moved out, you know, to be closer to her. But also, I was very open to the idea of a big city, you know, a bigger city than Dallas. And Dallas is great, but a lot of why Dallas is great for musicians is because so much of Dallas is the antithesis of music. You know, it's commerce, it's sports, it's, you know, and there's nothing wrong with those things. But a society, a culture like that tends to place very little emphasis on music. And so you have to really fight. And you wind up, you know, like I was saying about obstacles, you wind up, you know, working harder because of it. So to come to LA, where there's so many people doing so much amazing stuff, and to get to be a part of like the scene at Largo that I've gotten to be a part of for all these years, and to get to see John Bryan play every Friday night, and just all the great musicians and comedians that, you know, come through that club. And it's just really, that's a very special thing, and you don't find that very many places in the world. And I was lucky to get to find it here, and it kept me in LA for a long time.
See, I knew there would be a woman involved.
Always.
You know you're a good man, you know, you're living the right life. Why don't you, with that note, why wouldn't we play something and pretend that we're actually in Largo now? And what would you play from the stage of Largo for the Los Angeles fans?
That's why I used to write songs specifically for my Largo gigs, because I had a challenge to myself. Every time I would play a gig at Largo, I would want to at least play one brand new song that I was debuting on the stage for them. And this one, I remember I debuted it the night that the LA Times came to review the show. And it was such a, it was a heady night. There was, I was recently single. There was an actress who inspired this song, and she was in the audience, and there was the LA Times there reviewing it, and it was just this, it was a very Los Angeles sort of night. Mm-hmm. So I'll play it for you now. So Roller Skate Skinny. Skate skinny on the terrible twos. How can you have everything and nothing to lose? You and nobody see eye to eye. You're gonna wake up with a ghost instead of a guy. Bulletin board on the wall of a church, soaking up a city from a top step perch. Gonna break down on a midnight date. You're gonna curse this town. You're gonna run late. You're pretty as a penny. Roller skate skinny. You're pretty as a penny. Roller skate skinny. But do you want to meet up at the Pickwood Bowl? You knock nine down and leave one in the hole. Wouldn't be here if the Athenia hadn't sunk, if dear old dad hadn't got so drunk. Every other day is a kick in the shins. Every other day it's like the day just wins. You make them all right, yeah, you make them okay. You make me sort of glad that I waited till today. You're pretty as a penny. Roller skate skinny. Oh yeah, you're pretty as a penny. Roller skate skinny. Roller skate skinny and the terrible twos. 2 years in and it's time to choose. Love feels good when it sits right down, puts its feet up on a table and sends a bowl around. Nobody's gonna see eye to eye with a girl who's only gonna stand collarbone high. Rain's gonna come in fair-sized drips, and we're gonna go to heaven wearing paper hat ships. You're pretty as a penny. Roller skate skinny. Oh yeah, you're pretty as a penny. Roller skate skinny. Love, but it don't believe in. I believe in love, but it don't believe in me. I believe in love, but it don't believe in me. No, it don't believe in me. No, don't believe in.
We will hold a trivia contest as to who the actress was, and we don't expect the gentleman to kiss and tell. I have my ideas, but that'll be for off air. You're going to be doing why do I call them gigs when you're playing places like the Wiltern? Well, I guess, you know, it's a gig.
It's always a gig.
It's always a gig.
Never a concert.
Yeah, you're going to be playing some shows both in San Diego tonight, and you're going to be playing at the Wiltern with Josh Ritter. I'd want to ask you, and by the way, folks, there's some tickets still available, and we want you to go and fill the house and have a great time, as you know only a Josh Ritter and Old 97 show can provide. Is there a song off the new record that you feel you want to leave the audience with to get them warmed up for the forthcoming Wiltern show?
Well, you know, I'm so grateful to Josh Ritter for doing these shows with us. They're co-headlining gigs. He's handling the headlining spot in San Diego, and he's letting us do the Wiltern, which is a dream come true. I mean, such a great, cool thing. And Josh is great. You know, I've loved his music, and now he's got a book out, and I'm so jealous. I can't believe it. So he's got a book out, and it's supposed to be great. I haven't picked it up yet, but I've read a couple of reviews, and it sounds very cool, and I'm really proud of him for doing it. It's called Bright's Passage. And so I've written some short stories. I've got a piece in the September issue of The Atlantic that's out right now that's not fiction. It's nonfiction. And so I dream of being a writer, and I look at the other musicians that have made the transition, you know, Nick Cave and Kinky Friedman.
Patti Smith just recently.
Oh, yeah, exactly, which is a beautiful book. Mm-hmm. I was just reading that. And so someday I'm holding out hope that I can tackle the novel. But in the meantime, I'm letting my songs fill that niche for me. And there's a song on the new record. Every time I sing it, I swear I'm laughing to myself because it feels like I'm reading an Elmore Leonard short story. It's all dialogue. And so I'm pretty proud of it. It feels like a little tiny short story of a song.
All right.
He said, can I buy you a drink? What he meant was, can I buy you? Yeah, his eyes were pits of despair, but his accent recalled the bayou. And women go crazy for guys who talk funny and men who treat them mean. Oh, but you deserve better than that, my friend. You are no simple machine. You're not a girl who's easily swayed by a quick-witted, sure-footed dancer. Yeah, your heart is as large as your great big brain, but sometimes there is no answer. You had your eyes closed and he saw you coming. His good one's the one side you've seen. He tried to break you, but he didn't realize you are no simple machine. Just give me one night to wipe the slate clean. Yeah, it's gonna take all night, because you are no simple machine. And he said, who's this fool on your arm? And I said, let me at him. Well, his bell begs to get rung, and his nose begs to get flattened. You kept your composure, I'll give you credit. You led me away from that scene. He might have had you, but he never had you. You are no simple machine. Just give me one night to wipe the slate clean. Yeah, it's gonna take all night, because you are no simple machine. Just give me one night to wipe the slate clean. Yeah, it's gonna take all night, because you are no simple machine. You are no simple machine. That's right.
Oh, just tremendous. Tremendous. A preview of what you'll get at the Wiltern, and if you're a real fan, which I know many of the Old 97s fans are, you'll head down to San Diego as well. Rhett, we want to thank you for coming by. We hope to have you again here. We've shown you the Valley Performing Arts Center, We think it's got the old 97's name written all over. What do you say?
So beautiful. Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, well, we'll get you in there. I'll put that on my back so that the next time you come, the gig will be right across the hall. We'll make it real easy for you.
Awesome.
Thank you, Red, for joining us today.
Thank you.